Evening, Rabbosai. We're up to Siman Nun Vav, Sif Hey. Bli Neda, just to recap, I will not be able to give Shir tomorrow evening. I will therefore, Bli Neda, try to get a recording for tomorrow's Shir, so we'll be able to continue on Wednesday without having lost the Shir. Okay, good. Let's carry on, Sif Hey. La'acha she'siyem ha'kadish Sif Hey in Siman Nun Vav. After one has completed Kaddish, you step back three steps, and after that, you say, so he says that one should step back and one say the Shalosh Psiyos. It's interesting that it doesn't say anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah. It doesn't really say that. We did see earlier that one should stand. And we're seeing now that you should step back. Which halacha is missing, though? No, perception is that, yeah. When he says Yisrael Shalom, it's referring to
Feet together.
Feet together, very good. Well, notice, it doesn't say anywhere about feet being together. It doesn't say it anywhere. Not in the Mishnah Berurah, I don't think, and certainly not in the Shulchan Aruch. It's interesting, but that is the halacha. I think other poskim, if I'm not mistaken, to bring it out. Maybe what's important to point out yet again, we mentioned it yesterday, it's fascinating to notice the Mishnah Berurah, it's fascinating to notice that the Shulchan Aruch says one should bow down for the five occasions of Yiskadel, Yesh Meirabo, Yisbach, and Berichun, Be'omein. The Aruch Shulchan points out it shouldn't be mamish like a proper, shouldn't be a proper key, it shouldn't be banged down properly, it should only be a little bit gentle. That is brought in some Achroinim. Reb Shlomo Zalman, I mentioned, what didn't bow down at all, based on the Vilna Gaon, which is interestingly enough not quoted in the Mishnah Berurah. What's important maybe to notice is that maybe it doesn't have to go, also when one goes back, maybe not all the halachas of Shmoneh Esrei apply. Maybe it's a bit more lenient. Maybe, but Shulchan Aruch does say one should say Yisrael Shalom and step back whilst one doing so.
Those who don't bow at all during Kaddish, say you still do bow three steps back.
Yeah.
Right, left,
yes. Right. Yes. Clearly. Yes. What about? Yeah. Okay. That's that. Let's carry on. Okay. Siman Nun Zayin Din Bochu Van Yosef with regards to Bochu. So we finish Kaddish. Now we move on to Bochu. Very interesting halachas here again, and some of them not so well known. Sif Alav Oyma Shleach Tzibu Bochus Hashem Am Voirach. The Shleach Tzibu says Bochu Ve'oyni Nacho Boch Hashem Am Voirach Le'oylam Voed. And the community, the Kehila afterwards replies, and they say Boch Hashem Am Voirach Le'oylam Voed. Ve'choy Ze Shleach Tzibu, and the Shleach Tzibu then afterwards repeats Ve'oyma, and he says Boch Hashem Am Voirach Le'oylam Voed. So again, Shleach Tzibu says Bochu. The community replies, Baruch Hashem Amvoyach Le'olam Voed, and the Shliach Tzibur then repeats those words. V'nogo sh'ashliach Tzibur marich b'vorchu, the custom is that the chazan is marich, he extends the words Baruchu, v'akol, and the community, oimrim say, is Baruch v'shtabach v'cholu, pa'oit sh'marich b'vorchu. Whilst the chazan says Baruchu, the community says a whole text, starting with the words, is Baruch v'shtabach. Have you ever seen any Sidurim or Achsorim who have that printed? Have you? I think some of the old machzorim, and I think sidurim as well. Do you know what it is on the side? Pardon? Does it? Right. Yeah. Right. Does anybody bother saying it? Why not? Ramos says one should say v'akol oimrim yisparach v'yishtabach po'oit she'umayich v'vorchu. Seems to be black and white. Ramos says one should say this. Why don't we? Says the Mishnah Berurah, let's catch up with you, Mishnah Berurah, Seif Kotna Aleph. Oy Mashliach Tzibur Bochu, Bekoil Ram. So first of all, Bochu has to be said loud and clear. Kedei, in order, Sheyishmu Kol Ha'am, that everybody hears, Sheyishmu Kol Ha'am, V'yanu, and they answer, Boruch Hashem HaMavoyroch Le'olam Voed. Night. If somebody fails to hear the chazan saying Bochu, and all you hear is the shul saying do you join them or not? You did not hear the chazan saying anything. Do you join them or not? The answer is you do. You do join them. You join them, as Mishnah Berurah says over here. Yeah. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, Sif Katan Gimel says, "V'choizes shliach tzibur k'deis yichlo le'atzmo gamken b'chnal mevorchim." The chazan after should go with the words, and all should say, "Baruch Hashem v'yoch lo elam v'ed." As we just said, he should be included in the people making a brachim. Now the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hey. Addresses the question, why is it that we don't actually say this additional text, additional tefillah during Bochum? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Poetry Marich, Dafke B'Shas HaNigun. This is, you only say this tefillah when there is a niggun, when they're singing. Avol B'Shas Shoyim Ratevois, but whilst the Shliach Tzibur says the words, Bochum, Loi Yoima Klum, one should not say anything. Without a doubt, this is the reason why we don't say anything nowadays. Because the Mishnah Berurah says, when the chazan is singing, that is when you will say this additional tefillah. However, if the chazan starts saying the words, Bochu, you will then not be able to speak anymore. Yeah.
So
in Yom Tov,
they do all the ayayay, so before he says Bochu, is that the
time? Says the Mishnah Berurah, if the chazan does not extend the Bochu, Mutav sheyishtoik, one should be quiet. Ve'yichaven, he should have intention. You should have kavona. Ma'ashoyim ha'shliach tzibur k'dei sheyane boch shem v'yich lo ilam v'yed. Should have intention. So the answer is, once the chazan starts the words bochu, you will then not say anything. However, if the chazan is singing, then says the Rama, you should actually say the additional tefillah.
We still don't say when he's doing the ayayay. Before bochu, you know when he does the ayayay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know. Have you actually started? Yeah, I hear. I thought that's the reason why we don't say it, because he's actually really starting Bochum. But you're right. It's a good point. Rabbi Yisrael, what do you think about that? On Yom Tov, often they will start with the singing, and there is no... One should say it, maybe. Yeah, you're saying that through the days, halachas of thing. Yeah, yeah. Mr. Berlin says, one should take a seat. That's maybe. I hear that. Yeah. Good. That's interesting. Rabbi Yisai, here again. Safe base is going to move on to a slightly different topic, and there's one point over here that is to be addressed, which is not mentioned. Something that we all do when the chazan says Barucho. And when we say, when we reply, and it's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch at all. That's right. Don't we all, Ba'adan, Chazan certainly, and the community as a whole as well, when we say, Baruch Hashem, and Baruch Leilam Vo'ed, or Ba'adan, Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. Mishnah Berurah does not mention it. Isn't that interesting? Interesting. Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention it. I don't know why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention it, because it is something which is mentioned in the Achronim, the Ma'asham, as Torah and other Achronim point out, and one should make this clear, yeah. We'll get to that. It's not so posh. I'm not sure why the Mishnah doesn't mention it, but it's generally definitely the Minhag to bow down, and that's probably more than the Minhag, it's probably Halacha as well. I don't know why the Mishnah doesn't mention it. I doubt that that he wants to say that one shouldn't do it. I don't think that's what Mishnah means. That he doesn't mention it and because you shouldn't do it. What about facing Mizrach when we actually bow down? Do we need to face Mizrach? Say somebody has a seat, you know, in the many shuls, which are not all the seats are facing Mizrach. Many seats facing the other direction or a different direction. Do people then need to turn around and face Mizrach as they bow down by Bochu or not? Pardon? Yeah, okay, that's an additional point about by yeah. What about here? Do you need to or not?
I think people turn towards the cover of it.
to the Ona Kodesh direction.
Right. One should face Ona Kodesh. The Reb Shlomo Zalman is the only one who I think addresses this point. Reb Shlomo Zalman says there is no need to. There is a halacha that some hishtachavos which are me'ikra din, halachically required to bow down, the halacha is that one should face mizrach for them. However, this one is not really me'ikra din, it's not din of the Gemara. Therefore, Reb Shlomo Zalman says you don't actually need to face mizrach at all. You don't have to. You don't have to. Baruch, you don't have to face Mizrach. It's not necessary at all. Interesting. According to Shlomo Zalman, you do not need to face Mizrach as you bring down for Baruch. Okay. Safe base. Mokm Shenua Gulitzoik al Chavreyem ben Kadesh uVaruchu liYotze Oil. People who scream and shout after Kadesh, Baruch and Yotze Oil. Or they're trying to make a collection, stock a collection after Baruch Hu. Come on, who wants to support this very important cause? And they're trying to scream and make a bit of a matzav. Says the Shulchan Aruch, toim heim. This is a great mistake. Don't do that. You find a better time to do that, in a better place, in a better time. After the Kaddish, Baruch Hu, to start making all matzav in shul. Could you not find a bit of a more appropriate place to do so? Shulchan Aruch says, toim heim, it's a mistake. The point is, which Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkot and Vav, toim heim, tarehu keilu is kvar hizchil b'yotze oir. That once the word bochu has started, once you have said bochu, once bochu is out, you've actually started yotze oir already, and it's a time that no interruption is permitted. Therefore, no interruption, even for good cause, even for good purpose. You're trying to collect money. Very nice to collect money, but don't do that straight after Kaddish and Vochu. Find yourself a better time to do so. And this leads up to Simon and Chesif. Aleph Din Kriyas Shema Uvikoseo. Okay, Zman Kriyas Shema Shel Chachis. Meshiras Chaveiroi Harogilim Oiktas. We're now discussing Kriyas Shema. And most famously, the halacha of the timing of Kriyas Shema. When is the right time to say Shema? When does it start and when does it finish? We all know Mishnais and Maseches Brochas. So this is virtual quotation of Mishnah and Brochas. Zman Kriyas Shema Shel Chachis. The time that Shema starts in the morning. Mishiras Chaveiroi, when you recognize a friend, when you see a friend. Harogilim Oiktas, that you know a little bit. So not your best friend and not somebody you hardly know. Somebody that you know a little bit. From distance, Abba Amos, Viakirenu. Somebody you're slightly familiar with, you know him okay, you know him quite well, but not much a close family member. Close family member, you, even in darkness, you'll recognize them. So it's not that kind of close friend you'll really recognize from. So it's not that kind of knowledge. Someone you know a little bit, and if you recognize him for 4 Amos in darkness, in that kind of darkness, that is Zman Mishiyakir, that's when the first earliest time of saying Shema starts. V'nim shach zmano, and you can continue saying Shema, ad soif shalosh shois, until an additional 3 halachic hours, shehu, which is revi ayoim, a quarter of the day. Again, because the day is divided into 12 halachic hours, and you divide 12 into 3 hours is a quarter of the day. Yeah, it's the end of the first quarter of the day. Does that make sense? Yeah? Okay. Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkot Na'alef, this is not just Shema. It's also, it's Brochas. Zman Kriya Shema, Birkes Kriya Shema, Lefoneo, Gam Kenei, Elohim HaKodim HaZman HaZeh. Very important halacha, which is relevant when you're traveling, or whatever situation it is, that you may want to say Birkes Shema the earliest possible time. So the earliest you cannot say before Mishiyakir, the Brochas as well, you cannot say Mishiyakir. Shema and Brochas can only be said after Zman Mishiyakir. Sifkotten Dalet explains the background of this psak. Sifkotten Sholosh Shois, Sheken Daich Bnei Melochim, this is the way of the princes, Lamoit Oz, to get up then. By the way, that's quarter of the morning. What time is that normally, roughly? When is Sholosh Shois, Revi Ayoim, today? What kind of time, what time of day are we talking about? 9:30. Pardon? 9:30. Something like that. 9:30, okay. So that's when princes get up. What about, why does the Gemara say, or the Mishnah, why does it say, Bnei Melochim, sons of king? What about kings themselves? That's right. Kings haven't got time to schluff until 9:30. They have to get up and get business done. So it's the princes that can relax. They can have a late waking up. Yeah, it's interesting. So it's Dafke Bnei Melachim who can get up a bit later. And therefore it's still considered Ufkumecha until the end of the third Alachik hour. Now, the Mishnah briefly mentions a very important machloikas, which follows up on a day-to-day basis. Umoinin elu shalosh shois. How do you count those 3 hours? Mizman amud hashachar. You can either count them from the amud hashachar. Ken kosav mogel avom. That's the mogel avom's way of counting. V'das ha-go. And the way the gon cheshbens it, mishas ha-netzachamo starts later, after netzachamo. Because anyway, you cannot do it as late as possible. But Mishnah Berurah mentions briefly that we've got a very important, massive machlokes achronim. How do you count the zmanim, the sub zman kiyas shema? And this is, of course, the very well known and the famous machlokes sub zman kiyas shema that we generally call Mogen Avraham, who is machmir, and Vilna Gaon, who is Mekel. It goes a little bit later as to whether those 3 halachic hours, do you start counting them by Amud HaShachar, which is a lot earlier, or by Netz, which is later? You count 3 hours from there, it's going to make an afkamina. And this is Sof Zman Kiyas Shema of the Vilna Gaon, Sof Zman Kiyas Shema of the Mogen Avraham. There is various approaches amongst the Achronim how you look into it. Some want to say it's a machloikas in a Sofik Dereisa, Lechomu, you have to stick to the Mogen Avraham. Others will argue that the minhag has been in many, many kelas for many, many years that we stick to the Vilna Gaon. This is definitely true in some Litvisha kelas, as well as by the Chassidim, because the Vilna Gaon wasn't on his own. The Shulchan Aruch Rav Paskins also like that, that you count from the Netzachamo. Therefore, there's many kelas who have a well-established, genuine minhag to Paskin like the Vilna Gaon of Shulchan Aruch Rav. And therefore, there is definitely communities who are mekel lechatchila on that. Many poskim, chazanesh, pshom zamed, there's many opinions amongst the achoinim, but generally speaking, there is also an approach amongst the achoinim to actually say it's a sofik deraisa, lechomer. But not everybody agrees to that. Yeah, but it's a very, everybody should keep one to one to one's minute.
I couldn't understand what the Mishnah Berurah himself is saying. He said, lechachila eidnafka minah, only for that.
Lechatchila, you should start saying Shema as early as possible anyway.
Oh, I see.
You shouldn't delay until the Sabbath man. Okay, continues the Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvah min ha-mufcha, ideally, mitzvah min ha-mufcha, likro is kevasiken. Yeah.
You can't start as early as the beginning of the month, unless you're both saying Mishiyakir is exactly the same time, irrespective. Therefore, what were you saying? So Avigra and Mishiyakir is the same time, but the counting the day from an hour later, the three hours. Yes, correct, I think so. Yes,
it's how you calculate the number of minutes in an hour.
So if they're both starting Mishiyakir at the same time, so Sof's month, so Chachas Chalas month.
Yeah, I believe so. Yes.
Is the same time.
I believe so. Yeah.
Yes. So what's the gap? What is the word with the gap?
Gap meaning?
I mean, he starts Sman Krishma at Mishiyakir.
Yeah.
You've got this kind of gap, whilst. But as far as
gap meaning, you can yeah.
But
yeah,
it's not 3 hours from Mishiyakir, it's 3 hours from either Alos or Nates.
No,
it's just the way of counting. It's the way of counting when it's Sof Zman.
Yes, yes. Is it from Mishiyakir?
Bediyevet Mishiyakir.
Bediyevet,
it's not the best time to say it. The Emma says maybe it's a premature to speak about that. It's not a good time to say it. The Shulchan Aruch later teaches us that Lechatchila shouldn't say Shema before Netz. Does that help you? I'm not sure I've understood your question, but have I helped you?
Not before Netz.
So the
let's see what the Vasikin say. Umitzu min ha-mufcha likroiso kevasikin. One should Lechatchila say Shema kevasikin. Perish Talmidim is a Vasikin is a word of Talmidim. Rashi Peres Rashi understands. Anoshim anovim u'mechavim ha-mitzvahs. People who love and treasure the mitzvahs. She'mechavnim likroiso me'at kodim ha-neitzachamo. They used to intentionally time the mitzvah that you should say Shema together with Netzachamo. Peres Yitzias ha-chamo k'moy ha-nitzur imoinim. They wanted a dafka time that they should say Shema just a little bit before Netzachamo. Kedei she'isayim ki ha-shema v'chaseim ha-netzachamo. That they should actually finish off Shema with this brachas with the Netzachamo. Ve'yismoy chatfilim miyad b'netzachamo. So the people who are very makpid on the mitzvahs, what they are trying to do, they want to finish off Shema just with the nets. And then as they're finishing nets, they're saying the brachas, and start Shemoneh Esreh right after nets. That's perfect. Hanetzer Emonim, that's absolutely perfect. To start Shemoneh Esreh just with the nets. How is that? Gewaldig. Yeah. Yeah, of course, we all remember in Yerushalayim, the Minyonim, who have these timed, radio-controlled clocks, and they time literally with a second and split seconds to start Shemoneh Esreh with the nets of the real Netz HaChamo. We wonder how was it done before it was digital, radio-controlled clocks. We wonder how they fulfilled that mitzvah. But certainly this is what the Shulchan Aruch said, and one should ideally try to aim to daven with Kevasikin. I would like to point out there's a few Mishnah Berurahs over here. I'm going to skip them though for a little bit, because I must point out over here a very, very interesting bi'alocha, which is very, very important. Probably the other points I probably will be in tomorrow's recording, Mir Tzashem. The question is the following. What happens if somebody is really makpid to daven kevasikin? And we all know it's a very special thing. We know the Amoraim, makpid to daven kevasikin. It's a very, very special thing. What happens if somebody doesn't have, he davens kevasikin every single day, and for one reason or another, he doesn't have, I'll go straight to the minyan shaila. There's a few shailas. What happens if he doesn't have talis and tefillin? What happens? But I'm going to skip those. I'm going to straight to the shaila. Somebody who davens kevasikin every day, for now, the last 28 years, been davening nets. And it was always a minyan. But now he had to travel, maybe not travel. For some reason, the minyan didn't take place today. But he is very mad. There's no minyan. There's only 8 people davening. And I want to know the following shaila. He's always davening kevasikin. It's really important for him. I want to know, can he have today, what should he do? Will you tell him, you davening kevasikin every day, you don't have a minyan, carry on davening kevasikin, or without a minyan? Or are we going to tell him, no, you need must daven with a minyan, skip kevasikin today, forget about nets, daven with a minyan.
Because you know a minyan's going to come later on.
He'll have an 8 o'clock minyan. It's always, if you're not even at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, no problem.
No one will say kevasikin.
Maybe.
You have been to daven with a minyan if there's going to be a minyan there, no? Whereas the sikin is just, it's a good thing to do.
Good thing to do, but minyan is mikadin.
If you have a minyan, you have a din to go to a minyan.
Says the bi'alocha, a famous bi'alocha, and I wonder if it's misquoted because of the next shayla I'm going to ask. Umitzim min amufcha v'da. And you should know, da zehirim likrois kevasikin, the yidin who daven with the nets every day. No, I shouldn't have said the words every day. People who are careful to daven kevasikin. They are allowed to daven without a minion. If there's no minion. The gdoyle mezu and the raya for that is, okay, I'm going to skip the raya. Although it's a fascinating raya, I'm going to skip that because of time pressure. But the Mishnah Berurah clearly paskens. Somebody who is makpid to daven nets every day, one day there is no minion. Right. He doesn't have to daven with the minyan. Now, my question to you is a very common shaila. People, for instance, who are traveling, or yidden who, for some reason or another, are not normally makpid to daven kevasikin, but they want to make up the case yourself. They today want to daven without a minyan, business trip, and they want to therefore daven with the nets because of convenience. Traveling, business, busy day, whatever it may be. Convenience, not funkeit. Convenience, they want to daven with the nets. Are they allowed to not daven with a minyan? To daven by a chiddus? based on this Bialocha. I'm repeating the words of the Bialocha. Mitzvah namufchada, da zehirim likois kevasikin, people who tamu yamasikin, mota likois is part bichidim, elay minyan, telat tamu bichidis. What do you think? Very, very good. Where's your ayah? What's the word? Which word are you pointing at? Very good. Now, I want to say, I've seen this misquoted over the years countless times. I've seen Yidden, I've heard of Yidden saying that the Bialocha paskens, if you're davening nets, you hear this the whole time. If I'm davening nets, I don't need to daven with a minion. This, in my humble opinion, I share the opinion with you, is false. It's false. It's false. Because the Bialocha says, Hazehirim likrois kevasikin. Somebody's makpid to daven. Yeah.
Is it possible to interpret Hazehirim as being when they can?
On the what?
When they can.
Good. So if it's somebody who tries, and let's say I know a Yid, for instance, that in Eretz Yisrael, for 6 months a year, he can manage, but when it gets before 6 o'clock in the morning, he can't daven it. So before 5:30, he doesn't manage. So for 6-8 months a year, he davens kevasikin, but other months he can't go. So a person like that, during the month that he's makpid, yes, but the month that he's no makpid, no. He's not Zohir. He's Zohir part. Zohir means careful. I know the Apo Iskim who say that it must be somebody that whose agenda is. The reason why he davens nets is because of the Inyan, because of the halachic beauty of it. I don't know if that you have to go that far, but it's only somebody who normally davens kevasik. I think that's probably the point. I don't know, yes.
If you're traveling, like one thing, if you just kind of feel like I don't really plan to go to shul today, but if you're traveling, I thought that you're not going to be able to.
So good. So if you can't, then say you're on oinus. Say that I can either daven now or later. I'm not going to daven with pleasure. But to say that it's based on the Bialocha, that's a different thing.
So like even not next, but it's stubborn.
Sure. So we're going to see other halachas, and maybe you can daven after Alois. You don't have to come to net. Maybe you can daven between Alois and net. Maybe we'll see halachas later on. But to lechatchil say that I'm basing myself on lechatchil Bialocha, that's inaccurate, in my opinion. Rabbi, say what do you think about this? Because you have heard and seen people who do daven bichidus based on the. No, I did not. Is it a what? Oh, I'm raising my hands. Even somebody davens irregularly?
Even as once in your
life. Really? I'm raising my hands. Where is that, please? Page 14?
15.
Page 15. Which hour is that?
11.
Oh, it's old Megillah over here. We have to look into it. And considering the fact that it's 32, I'm going to stop. That's really interesting. Rabbi Feingold points out, anybody wants to investigate this further, on page number 15 in the Dishu, August number 11 seems to be going into this. I don't know what, is that in Kovitz Shuvas? Kovitz Shuvas. Agach Kanievsky, the love dafkim is pan kavasing bikvirs and afilim roitzin is pal from achze. Yeah, but look at that. Kedei lasa is a mitzvah ketikuno. He does it as a funkite, not convenience. Okay, interesting point. Very, very interesting. Okay, just to recap what we covered tonight. We started speaking about Bochu. The shiur started with Kaddish. They have to go 3 psiyas back. Hoyse Shalom Yimoyimov, etc. We said that we don't have to face Mizrach when it comes to Bochu. Yeah, that led us to the conversation of Bochu. Bochu, you say Bochu, you respond, Bochu Shem Amvoyroch, so does the Chazen. We then learned that you're not allowed to interrupt under any circumstances. Then we then learned Simen Nun Ches about Kriyat Shema. We learned about the Zmanim. The Mishiyaki is its beginning of the Mitzvah Shema, and it goes until Shalosh Hoyz. Machloek is Mogen Avom, and go on how you can count that. Mitzvah Namufcha is to daven kevasikin, and we learned to be Alocha that somebody's Makbedon Vasikin can even, override the minion. And tomorrow again, the Shea will be Be'ezer Hashem, we call that, and we'll see you in Mitzvah Shem on Wednesday.